If the subcontractors could give the public a clear account of the subcontract's costs and the workers' wages, the public will be better able to judge the rights and wrongs of the dispute. And since the terminal company claims to be a victim of the strike and is losing about 5 million Hong Kong dollars a day, there is no reason why it should not urge the subcontractors to try to settle the strike. According to the company, none but the subcontractors are in a position to negotiate with workers. However, what have the subcontractors done in the past 7 days? Has the terminal company brought any pressure to bear on them so that the strike may be brought to an early end? The public is left uninformed. The mysterious nature of the subcontractors is one of the chief reasons for the escalation of the strike.